this virus, this coronavirus too, is not more than a severe cough, and it's totally implausible that it's passing from human to human by healthy humans coughing. That's not how it happens. It's far more plausible that it's been injected. And yes, essentially every vaccine carrying human animal cells, PDRX with Vera monkey kidney cells, we give that to infants. The flu vaccine in bird avian cells carry coronaviruses and many other viruses, including retroviruses like HIV. The new flu vaccine in Italy had four different influenzas, including H1N1, and it was grown in maiden Darby kidney cells, which are dog cells. Dogs carry coronaviruses. Cats have infectious transmissible coronaviruses and get diseases of them. So this virus didn't spread to 110 countries from a seafood market in China starting December, whatever they told us, of 2019. It's plausible, it's probable that it's been in every flu vaccine since 13 to 15, as that's when this work was being illegally done. We have no idea, but the flu vaccines are driving the infection, and this is injection. And I object very much to the mask, because if you are carrying these injected viruses and you wear a mask and you allow yourself to be under that stress and that fear that they've driven to us, and then you activate these viruses with things like the stress of not having a job, you know, these dormant viruses will wake up in yourself, and you are actually reinfecting yourself over and over with a mask. You're not making somebody else sick, you're making yourself sick. And especially those with asthma, those with COPD, those living in pollution. Yeah, there are a lot of cofactors to disease development, but wearing a mask will kill more people than this virus is not coughed through the air from healthy people who are almost certainly immune, as they've almost certainly been infected over the last 4 or 5 years.